evolution, it actually lacks the information.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of a new booklet on effective evangelism for the 21st century. Ken, we all know there are serious problems with the theory of evolution, but what's the information problem you're talking about here?
Well, the information I'm referring to, Mark, is the real heart of the problem for people who believe that life could have arisen by natural processes. You see, all life is built up on the basis of information. Now, this information is contained in our DNA, that molecule of heredity. It's like a series of letters and a code to read them. A good comparison would be, say, the Morse code. If you understand the code with dots and dashes representing letters of the alphabet, you could read something that's put in Morse code. Now, if evolution were true, then the very first organism had to have information in the form of letters and a code. As organisms evolved, say evolutionists, then new information had to be continually added. In other words, millions of times over millions of years, new information would have to be generated by random processes and added to the genetic system. Now, here's the clincher. No one's ever documented even just one instance of new information arising from matter by itself. All observations in science show clearly that information only comes from previously existing information and ultimately from an intelligence. And this fits with creation, not evolution.
More fascinating information can be found on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.